to say 67-53. As right now we're being joined by Tommy Morneau, the point guard, the leader of this Bad Axe squad. He ended up with 21 points tonight. Well done, sir, on clinching a huge victory for this Bad Axe program. Well, this whole season long, you know, you've kind of put this whole team on your back. Tonight you got some help from the Messing boys and, of course, Derek Geiger. The whole team, really, a huge team effort tonight. What's it been like from the first game to tonight, your 21st game of the season?
Everyone's just stepping up right when we need them to. They're contributing defensively and offensively, and it's just coming together.
It seems like everyone has a role on this team, and everyone's playing to their roles, playing to their strengths, to try to stay away from their weaknesses, and it's really working for you guys.
Yep, everyone knows their roles on the team, and that's what we do in practice, make sure everyone knows, and then bring it to the game.
Now, Coach says he keeps you out longer in practice and only works the living devil out of you guys.
Yeah.
Is it paying off for you?
It is. We're a very conditioned team, so it's working out.
Well, it certainly shows when you're shooting in the close to 60-70% range for free throws the entire season long. Now, of course, you've won districts. You took out Harbor Beach. You took out USA. Now Millington on Monday. Take us through that.
Well, we knew they were good from the beginning of the season, and our coaches always said they were joking around with us, but they always said we're going to play Millington, and now we're playing Millington. So.
Well, we won't hold you up here. We got a team picture coming up with you. So congratulations on a district final. And, of course, as a junior, we'll see you next year still.
Yep.
We'll see you Monday.
Yep.
So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well done.
That's Tommy Morneau, the leading scorer for the Bad Axe Hatchets and team leader of the blue and gold all season long. And it's time for one more quick break. When we return, we'll have your breakdown on the WLEW Sports Network. USA falls to Bad Axe 67-53.
The price of just about everything is going up. Wouldn't it be nice if you could hit a pause button on rising prices? Well, you can when you heat your home with your local propane provider, Kohler's Propane. With Kohler Propane's budget plans, you can put a cap on your per gallon price for propane so it won't go above a certain price level all season long. It gets even better because you can spread out your payments over the entire year, so it's not such a huge chunk of your paycheck during the holiday season and all the rest of those cold winter months. So lock in your propane price. Call your local propane company toll free at 888-950-7975. Serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis, remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motor Sales in Caro. The 2014s are almost all gone, but hurry in while we still have a few left. Take home a new 2014 Ford Escape Titanium with heated seats and park assist package for only $26,987. Or drive out with a 2014 Jeep Cherokee Latitude with a V6, 9-speed automatic, backup camera, and more for only $23,987. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales just west of Caro on M81. Or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
When it comes to sports broadcasting, I'd like to think I know a few things. But when it comes to trailers, not so much. That's why I go with Swartz Trailer Sales. They're located just south of Harbor Beach on Shock Road, and if it's a flatbed, utility, enclosed, cargo, car hauler, or dump trailer you're looking for, the only name you need to remember is Swartz Trailer Sales of Harbor Beach. They don't have the overhead costs like the big guys have, but still carry the brands you want like SureTrack and Stealth. All of this means you're going home with the best quality trailer at the best price. Give Ron Swartz a call at 989-415-7031. That's 415-7031. That's Swartz Trailer Sales of Harbor Beach.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebewing Area Schools. Straight A's means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opening their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. Now is not only basketball season, it's the season for parents to get involved with their child's education. Please engage with your child in reading activities and help participate in their homework. It not only builds your parent-child relationship, it will also enhance their thinking, reading, and speaking abilities, making for better students and better future adults. Teachers can't do it alone. They need help from parents, too. USA Schools wants to thank the parents, students, faculty, teachers, and the school board for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools, go to the website thinkusa.org or call 989-883-2360.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. On our post-game show, we've talked to Mark Krug. We've talked to Time or No. Now it's time to listen in on what we have to say about this ballgame. At the end of the first quarter, we were tied at 19 apiece, believe it or not, when 8 minutes were in the books. Second quarter, Bannex outscores USA by 4, 15-11, to enter halftime with a 4-point lead, 34-30. In the third quarter, Bannex continues to outscore USA 14-10 to take an 8-point lead into the final quarter, 48-40. In the fourth quarter, 19-13, Bannex outscores USA, and they were leading as many as by 20 points, 60-40, with 5 minutes left in the fourth. Final score, Bannex 67. USA 53 for the drought to end in Bad Axe with the district championship. Tommy Morneau led the way for the Hatchets by 21 points. John Messing had 14. Martin Messing with 13. Derek Geiger had 10. Andrew Sutton with 6 points. Mason Krug with 2. And Jared Brown with 1 point. For the Bad Axe Hatchets, they shot 15 for 27 from the free throw line for 55% on the night. John Mooney, how about shooting for the Hatchets?
For the Hatchets, they were 22 for 57, 38%. In fact, actually, USA is going to wind up shooting a little bit better than them because Bad Axe took way more shots than the Patriots. Right now, that was 19 to 48 for the USA Patriots, 39%. And they had some scorers as well. Aaron Sines, I have him for 27 points. That's the game high. And then Hunter Bone had 10 first half points. And then we'll just go down to Dominic Guardian, had 3 points. Harrison Kramer, 3. Brody Weslowski had 2. Brennan Allman had 2. Isaiah Williamson had 2. And rounding it out was Michael Kemp. Glad he was back on the floor, 4 points for him. And, of course, that is a very young team. One senior, we're saying goodbye to Dominic Guardian. He graduates, but the rest of the boys are back, and I think we're going to see them again a few more times in the circle at called the district championship.
57%. USA would have 19 rebounds in the night, 12 defensive, 7 offensive rebounds, whereas Bannex had 25 total rebounds, 15 defensive, and 10 offensive boards. Obviously getting more shots off than USA by 9 more shots, in fact. Well, when it came down to it, John, as our predictions go, I had Bannex by 11, you had Bannex by 10. That gives me, let's see, the final total was 16. So that gives me a 2-game lead coming into the regional semifinals.
That means we're just going to play on until regionals. But, you know, I understand I'm throwing you a few bones here.
Oh,
you know,
I appreciate it, yeah.
You are the main man here.
I got to look good and sound good, you know, and I appreciate it. Well, it's time for one more quick break. And when we return, we'll take a look at next week as the Bannex Hatchets take on the Millington
Cardinals
on Monday. From Reese, Michigan. Stay tuned on WLEW Sports.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives, along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Psst. Hey, you.